It's The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and we've got a crisis right here on our borders, one that evokes all of the irony and history of the holiday we are about to celebrate here in the United States, the 4th of July.
USA! USA! USA!
People coming from lands where they feel they are persecuted to find freedom in America, but finding something different.
U.S. citizens have to pay taxes, higher taxes, in order to support these people. It's just not fair. We can't take care of our own.
Our homeless veterans, American workers. The suffering American population is going to be negatively impacted by this movement.
A lot of them are criminals.
Our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed because they fell off a train. We have no way of tracking that.
The irony of being drawn to America in this 4th of July season and hearing a message, even from the president there, to stay away from our borders. Some 50,000 Central American children have streamed across the U.S.-Mexico border unaccompanied by parents since October of last year. The children come from fleeing extreme violence and poverty in their home countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. That's a report from the UNHCR found that a full 58% of the children are forcibly displaced from their homeland because they have suffered or face harms that require international protection. We've heard from all sorts of sides of the political spectrum on this in our coverage of this crisis. Now we turn to Norma Torres, who's a state senator representing California's 32nd senatorial district. Norma Torres, welcome to The Takeaway.
Yes. Hello, John. It is very unfortunate what is happening with the 50,000 refugees that are coming into the U.S.
And you would call them refugees. Describe, if you can, the conditions that, as you understand it, they are fleeing in Guatemala.
Absolutely. I had an opportunity to visit Guatemala 3 years ago, invited by the vice president. And I got, you know, the first opportunity to speak to the youth in Guatemala. There is so much violence. People are being murdered every single day in front of their homes in Guatemala.
Can I just to explore a little bit the details of some of that? Now, you've got a situation here, as we understand it, that, you know, parents are coming north to try to get a better life for themselves. They're essentially economic refugees, political refugees, call them what you will, coming to the United States, leaving their children behind. Would you say that that parentless child situation in a place like Guatemala contributes to the instability and the gang activity in Guatemala that then contributes to the instability that we're seeing as these refugees flee northward?
I think that what has happened over the years is in the 80s, we had a lot of immigrants come in, many of them young children. A lot of them were jumped into gangs. We were not prepared for that population. Went after serving their jail sentences, they were deported back, you know, to their homelands. And unfortunately, because the crimes that they committed were here in the U.S. and not in their homeland, they were, you know, set free and allowed to live within these populations that we are now seeing gangs that initiated here in California or here in the U.S. have grown to the extent that they are uncontrollable in these Central American countries. What is happening with these children is either they were abandoned because their parents were murdered at the hands of gang members or drug dealers, or they were abandoned because their parent felt that they needed to seek a better life in the U.S. and send money, and these children were left with an elderly, ailing grandparent, maybe, who just couldn't take care of them.
What is your response to the president's suggestion and really demand that people, that children not try to come forward to be reunited with their parents on their own?
Well, I do support, you know, getting a message to Central America and to these children that the treacherous path for them to get to the U.S. is so dangerous for them. 1,000 miles they have to go through Mexico, some very, very violent towns in Mexico. A lot of them are being forced into prostitution. A lot of them are being forced into slave-like conditions and having to work in these small towns in Mexico. And unless we have a sure plan that they are going to implement and that we can see that implementation of a security plan that is going to help them control their gang problem and control the drug problem that they have, that in many ways, you know, we have created because of the demand of these hardcore drugs in the U.S.
All right. Well, what do you make of this proposal from U.S. Congressional Representative Candace Miller, who's a Republican from Michigan?
Instead of increasing funding, hundreds of millions of dollars, as the president has called for, I think we need to stop foreign aid to the Centrals immediately. I mean, we would be better off spending this money in the inner cities of America. You can start with Detroit.
Now, you're running for Congress, so you understand that that is a fairly popular sentiment right now across the country.
It is, and it is a political way of, you know, trying to address a growing problem that this, unfortunately, is an election year. What I would say to Congresswoman Miller is that is a short-sighted way of looking at things, is that, you know, it is important to the U.S. economy, and it is important to the U.S. security that we ensure that the Central American countries, you know, are stabilize. That is, for me, a priority.
Is it short-sighted then to have these Nogales, Arizona, you know, detention centers and these short-term kinds of facilities that look like pretty grim cages for kids as the U.S. Homeland Security Department tries to get them reunited with their parents or get them shipped elsewhere in the U.S.?
When I look at these temporary placements where these children are being held, I think that it is a black eye, you know, on our nation. I think that when the world is looking at these images of children sleeping on the floor, sleeping in warehouses and jail cells, you know, that does not look good on the U.S. I think that we can do better than that. We're not dealing, you know, with a criminal element that is coming here, you know, to pillage our towns. We are dealing with very, very young children that once again, you know, have left their home countries because there is no future for them. They are at risk of being murdered or they are at risk of being jumped into a gang and forced into a crime.
But you've also called them gang members and people who are experienced in violent crime. And I'm just wondering if that makes you sympathetic with some of the protesters who are screaming, these are criminals, we've got to close the borders, we've got to increase security.
I would not call these very young children criminals. I am sympathetic, you know, to the protesters that are seeing, you know, thousands of people coming into you know, our nation here in the U.S. And not understanding how are we going to deal with it. And I think that, you know, that reflects on the inability of Congress, you know, to be able to work together. This is not a partisan issue. This is an issue that I believe the UN ought to be watching and ought to weigh in on what is happening here with these kids.
Well, the UN definitely is watching. Final question, Norma Torres, you are running for Congress, for the U.S. Congress. Right now you represent California's 32nd senatorial district. Do you think your experience, the fact that you are from Guatemala and have direct experience with this issue, helps you or hurts you in your congressional campaign right now? You've won your Democratic primary.
I won my Democratic primary by 67%, you know, which I've been representing this area for quite a long time. My constituents know where I stand on issues. There are no surprises here for them. I came to the U.S. when I was a little girl, too. And while my circumstances might have been a little bit different than those children, I still was forced, you know, out of my home in Guatemala because my mother was very ill and my father felt that I would be better off, you know, with his brother living here in the U.S. His older brother was already living here and his younger brother was serving in the U.S. Navy. So, you know, my circumstances were a little bit different. I do bring that experience to Congress.
Norma Torres is a state senator representing California's 32nd senatorial district. We spoke with her from Sacramento, California, where she is running for the U.S. Congress. Senator, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John.